You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who never leaves the house without wearing a cup, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Friday, everybody. You made it. We all made it. It's a Friday before Christmas. Beautiful night here in Wisconsin. Gorgeous night in downtown Green Bay. A little chilly, but we'll get through it. We're inside where it's sunny and 70 all the time, and we've got a great show for you tonight, folks. Welcome to Nightlight. Lots of fun, lots of guests tonight. I'm going to welcome like five guests over the course of 3 hours. Doesn't actually sound like that many when you say it like that, but five guests. It's a bar band Friday night. Got some funny, Powerball is at $1 million. So if you're on the way home and you got that kind of money, one Buku Dolores, you can buy a lottery ticket, change your whole life.
Or you use a sawbuck and you get 10 of them.
Doesn't really increase your odds that much. You could, I guess you could say technically it increases your odds tenfold, but that doesn't really mean anything when there's $1 billion and billions of people buying lottery tickets. That is the voice of Conrad Krieger. How are you doing tonight, Con?
You know, you mentioned it was cold, but I don't know if you heard the reports about tomorrow.
Ridiculous.
In Green Bay and in Marinette, I assume, it's going to be -1. You know, around there, but with the wind chill, it's gonna be pretty cold. -20, maybe.
Why does the wind chill always make it colder? Can't the wind ever just come in and be warm and breezy and like
don't
raise that. The
That'd be nice.
That would be fantastic.
That would be super nice.
Yeah. So it is going to be a very cold weekend out there, folks. So be careful, take precautions, whatever you do. Are the Packers in town this week?
They're in Denver.
Okay.
And it's going to be like 60 degrees around there, low 60s. The elevation.
Are you serious?
On, yeah.
That's so unfair.
Road trip.
You know, they have more sunny days a year in Denver than they do anywhere else in America. Even Southern California, Florida. Well, Florida gets a lot of rain, but they have their fairest sunshine. But like San Diego, California supposedly has the best weather. But they don't have as many sunshine days per year as Denver. So how do you like that? And I remember growing up watching like football games, Denver Broncos, always snow. And then I would work when I was a comedian in the 90s, I would work with comics from Denver and they would go, oh, it is so cold in Chicago. And I was like, wait a minute, I've seen Denver. And it's not that cold. They get snow, but they don't get the cold we get. And I thought they did because of the mountains. So it was a learning experience for me, Conrad, about our geography and our meteorology.
Yes, yeah.
As
you
it
know,
were.
Yeah.
Anyway, it is going to be a cold weekend. So be careful out there. And
just bundle up, you know?
Bundle up. Good advice. Lots of stuff going on, though. We've got, in just a couple minutes, I'm going to tell you where you can see the best Christmas light displays in Wisconsin. We're going to put that to music, ladies and gentlemen. A little increasing your production value a little bit here at Nightlight tonight. So we'll do that. It's our last night of Text to Win. And you guys have outperformed yourselves because I just found out we've had more entries this year, during this contest than we have in any of our previous contests. So that's exciting. People winning money and rolling in the grand prize giveaway, which is fun. We'll do all that in just a few minutes. We've got a great question of the night. You know what, Con? Let's break out the question a little early tonight and get right to it because it's Christmas-related. Here's your Nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What's your favorite Christmas song? We asked this last year, and we asked it the year before when we had just gotten on the air. You know, we kind of make fun of Christmas music sometimes. And I think about a week ago, we asked, what is your least favorite or what don't you ever need to hear again? Tonight, let's be positive. What is your favorite Christmas carol or song or piece of music, however you want to However you want to answer is fine with us. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text us on the app. And I know you have the app because that's how you play our grown-up gift list multi-state text to win contest. More info on that coming in just a moment. But you can text us on the app, too. That is a great way for us to get information. And if you're watching the radio on YouTube, Facebook, or X, drop us a stream comment. Always fun to read your comments, no matter how they get to us, folks. Conrad sent me... Where did you find this mug root beer? I have never... Is it a joke?
No, it's the Shepherd, the Milwaukee, you know. That
Shepherd Express.
Yeah, the weird, if you go on that website, you can find this part where they have only the weird news stories.
Yeah.
And this is new. This came out, I believe, yesterday. This story broke.
All right. It's kind of gross. Quick. Here's what it's, I'm just going to read it verbatim. Get your Christmas order in before December 11th. Too late. For Mug Root Beer's limited edition cologne, Daddy's Home. Fox 5 Atlanta reported on December 3rd that the company is for the first time detouring into personal care with the scent, which includes the aromas of cedar, sandalwood, vanilla, and caramel. It's the kind of scent that whispers, "Come to Papa." To dogs and dogs alike. To DOGS and DAWGS alike, the company said. The package includes a 1.7-ounce cologne and a 10-pack of Mug Root Beer. Just don't put the wrong thing on. Mini cans for the low, low price of $15. Daddy's Home by Mug Root Beer is for our diehard mug fans who believe root beer rules every sense, not just taste. Look, I love root beer. This is awful. Whoever with this should be fired. And what is that meaning? Like, you come in, all right, we're okay, let's spitball here, let's brainstorm. How about if we put out a cologne? Well, we make root beer. I know, but boss, hear me out. We've got cologne that smells like root beer. Really,
you know,
gross.
I just looked this up and I had to send it to you because I was like, wait, I wonder what this cologne bottle looks like.
So this is not a joke.
You know, honestly.
Like hot dog water. You fell for that one hook, line, and sinker last summer. You got me on board.
I was hoping that they would release that, you know? It was what was it, 7-Eleven?
Smell like a hot dog, then put on some Mug Root Beer. You'd say, get yourself a hot dog and a root beer.
I'm going to put this on the stream as well. And
please.
If you're curious what this cologne would look like, well... It's called Daddy's Home.
Yeah.
And it's for that dog. If you look in the stream.
A pit bull? Okay. It's unsettling.
That's the cover of the cologne is the pit bull's head.
What are they doing? What is this for?
And it says, with delicious notes of mug, root beer, and a deafening aura, this new fragrance is sure to be a conversation starter with a long-lasting scent transport your senses to home and be the alpha daddy.
The alpha daddy drinks Mug Root Beer that doesn't even have caffeine? Who are you attracting? Are girls in society seeking out actively guys who like root beer?
Yeah.
And smell like it? This is terrible.
I'm hoping I can get one.
I think what we need to do is come up with a nightlight scent.
What do you think that would smell like?
Me? And I smelled dynamite.
We'll send swabs of our skin to a fragrance factory.
It's just so awful. It's such a bad idea. And yeah. I guarantee this guy will be fired. Or girl. Maybe it's a girl who wants her guys to smell like root beer. It's so stupid. They worked in a root beer, a dog, and then the creepy word daddy. Daddy's Home.
I got to say, on their Instagram post, it said, "You asked, mug delivered."
No, that's not.
Who asked?
Nobody asked for this. Daddy's Home. Come over here and hump my leg and let me down a mug. This is awful. The package includes a 1.7-ounce cologne and a 10-pack of Mug Root Beer. Mini cans, by the way, for the low price of $15. Look, it's affordable. I like that. It's a sensible price. But the daddy's home thing, the daddy thing is really creepy. Good find.
Okay.
You got to buy a bottle. Let's get some of this and Sydney Sweeney soap, and we will smell like $1 million.
I got to say.
Yeah.
It says, all right, so I looked it up on their bio. And
if this is a joke, I'm going to be really upset with you.
It says sold by PepsiCo, okay? And it's $15, like you said. It's a legit site, and it says 966 sold, and it's sold out.
They only made 966 vials of the vile smell.
And I see reviews.
That's just terrible.
They're all one stars.
Before people even probably used it. Oh, that's hilarious. So this was interesting. I found this today on USA Today. Wisconsin, where are my notes? We're not doing so well. Well, actually, we are doing well. When it comes to lighting, where are my notes? I thought this was kind of cool. We're like seventh in Christmas tree lights.
Oh, are you? Okay, yeah. The one you're talking about that you sent today, I think Madison was number 7, right, with their Christmas
lights? Oh, I thought it was like a statewide thing.
I saw Madison, Wisconsin, and as they were 7th compared to other cities.
Yeah. The Circle of Lights, Light Up the Holidays, all these different, they have the 10 best lit Christmas lit cities, and Madison was number 7. That's kind of cool.
That's really cool.
I mean, and that's kind of plays into what we're doing here. After the break, we're going to come back. I'm going to tell you where the best light displays are in Wisconsin. And we've got some fun music. That's courtesy of Jamie, too, right?
Yeah.
Didn't Jamie send us all that?
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was great. I love Christmas lights. But right now, folks, it's time to play one of our final 2 hours. We are down to 2 hours left in our grown-up gift list multi-state text-to-win contest here at Civic Media. You only need the app to play. And if you're just joining us and this is your first opportunity to play, how cool would it be if you won? All you need is the Civic Media app. I'm going to give you a keyword in just a moment, and you could win $200 in cash. Now, if you send us the keyword, even if you don't win the $200 in cash, you're automatically enrolled for the grand prize. There are three of them: a brand new snowblower, a stainless steel cookware set, and a portable air conditioner. Con, what happens when they get a confirmation link after sending in said keyword?
So you got this chance, and then at 7, you got another chance. So you got like one more day pretty much today.
Two chances, yeah.
Yeah, to earn 3 extra entries, which is all you have to do is subscribe to the Civic Media Today newsletter and then go to Apple Music, follow Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, and on Spotify as well. And you earn 3 extra entries, which is pretty cool.
Very easy to do. And if you're on any of these platforms anyway, folks, especially Facebook, we'd love it if you give us a like or a follow. But good luck, everybody. And this hour's keyword, we are down to 2 keywords left, is toast. T-O-A-S-T, toast. As in, let's toast to the holidays, or how about a nice piece of toast?
I love me some toast in the morning.
T-O-A-S-T. I like toast, too, but I never eat it.
You know, I always have it with peanut butter. It's just too good.
You know what I have? When I do have toast, I eat it with, I make cinnamon toast. I put butter on it.
Oh, yes.
And some cinnamon sugar, baby. Yeah, and that's so all you good. Need. So good luck, everybody. I hope some Nightlight listeners win, because you guys have been texting in like fiends, and it's fantastic, and it's been a lot of fun. When we come back, we're going to tell you where the best light shows are in Wisconsin. Madison is 7th in the nation, apparently, according to USA Today. We'll do that when we come back, and maybe read some text. We'll see how it goes. No promises. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. You know, you get some good local news and some bad local news around the holidays. And last night we reported that Wisconsin is one of the riskiest states to celebrate Christmas in. We are 2nd in the nation, only behind Vermont. Says Vermont ranks first for a few reasons. Driving conditions are a big one. Why it's unsafe around the holidays? Because the chances of it being a white Christmas are basically 100%. And I said this last night. We never went back to it though. Wisconsin, the top risk factor is drinking rates.
Yeah,
we do have that issue here. But however, when it comes to lights, Madison, according to USAA. According to my insurance company, USA Today says Madison, Wisconsin is the seventh best well-lit city around the holidays. So that's kind of cool. So it got me thinking, we've got such beautiful areas here. I think Wisconsin is just like the Christmas state. Probably going back to when I was young, I loved to come to Wisconsin around the holidays. Or in the summer for that matter. And I called Marinette somewhat jokingly Christmas City, USA. Because where I live there, and I love Christmas. So right now we are going to give you some places to go. If you're looking for places to take the kids or, you know, just go see some nice light shows, we've got it all right here. And this is our little segment. We didn't really name this segment, Con. Light Up Wisconsin. You got some music for me?
Light Up Wisconsin with Nightlight.
Light Up Wisconsin, compliments of Nightlight, spelled two different ways. Don't get confused, folks. We've got all the news here. We'll start with Green Bay whenever Conrad has our background music. There we go. Thank you to Jamie Martinson for compiling this list. If you're in Green Bay, WPS Garden of Lights, the Green Bay Botanical Gardens, this runs through December 30th. So if you're here in Green Bay, check out the Green Bay Botanical Gardens. Beautiful year-round, but especially at this time of year. Also, Festival of Trees at the National Railroad Museum. Have you been there?
Yes, and it's
that beautiful. Is one of my favorite museums in the world. Go see the big boy, the California Pacific. Beautiful. Oshkosh has the Celebration of Lights at the EAA grounds. Boy, you couldn't ask for a better setting for Christmas lights than the EAA grounds. That goes through December 31st. The National Railroad Museum, by the way, goes through January 4th. So you have a little extra time. Also in Oshkosh, Nutcracker in the Castle at the Payne Arts Center and Gardens. This runs through January 5th. In Milwaukee, the Milwaukee Holiday Lights Festival. Downtown Milwaukee is gorgeous at Christmas time. This runs through the 1st. It's probably on a lot of these websites, too, if you just go to the city. But we're trying to help you out here. Give you some direction, folks. Christmas at the Pabst Mansion. That says holidays. This runs through January 4th. Check that out. And now to our state capital, Madison, which is the 7th ranked overall. So you know these light shows will be beautiful. Christmas at the Capitol in the Capitol Rotunda runs through January 7th, our beautiful state capital. Holiday Fantasy in Lights in Olin Park runs through December 31st. Beautiful spots in Madison. Check those out. And if I'm going too fast, folks, or something does catch your interest, be sure and go to civicmedia.us and listen to the podcast. All these shows are cataloged in podcast form. Wisconsin Rapids has the Festival of Trees at the Masonic Temple. That runs through... actually, that one's already over. You were all set. You're just getting yourself a ticket. That can't be right. It runs through December 7th? What was that record scratch? Are we done? Is the party over?
It's over.
Well, you got to fire that music up again, buddy. I got a couple more of these. Richland Center, the Rotary Lights in the... God, that sounds funny when you just play the same song. Richland Center, Rotary Lights in the Park. That runs through December 31st. Beautiful Richland Center. And then Eau Claire, you're listening in Eau Claire on the tap. They've got the... pull that apart there. Lights in the Valley at the Expo Center grounds. That runs through January 2nd. I love that these go past Christmas because a lot of times you're too busy before the holidays to take a leisurely drive. So it's nice that these go past the holidays a little bit. In Amory, Miracle at Big Rock, St. Croix Falls through January 3rd. Check that out. Miracle at Big Rock. I've actually heard about that one before. That sounds fantastic. And then in Hayward, you got Christmas in Hayward, downtown Hayward, Saturdays through the 20th. So you have a few more days. You got about a week. So check that out. And finally, in Chippewa Falls, Irving Park Christmas Village in Irving Park runs through January 1st. Enjoy our beautiful state, folks, and some of the lights that we put up around the state and coincidentally around where Nightlight broadcasts. So check all those out and Merry Christmas, everybody. We've got Great guest tonight, folks. Coming up, Conrad left his post, so we are stuck with this karaoke version of Holiday Road yet again. We've been done with the bit, Con, for two minutes and listening to that awful song. Hey, in just a few minutes, folks, this is fun. We've got Jeff Mitchell. He's the president of the Green Bay Gamblers. He will be here in just a few minutes after the news. Ben McVane from McVane Farrier Service. He is taking food to food pantries all around the state. We're going to talk to Ben at 6:10. Mary Rohde from Broadway Inc. here in Green Bay, on Broadway Inc. She will be in studio as well as Jeff Mitchell will, and she's going to tell us all about Christmas in downtown Green Bay. Sean Katzenbach, we had him scheduled the other night. He couldn't make it, so Conrad filled in and did his best Sean Katzenbach impression. But we actually have the real Sean tonight. He will be here at 7:10, and then it is a bar band Friday night. Terry Barr dropping by 7:35. Do you see Paige Cleaver? You're very funny. That's like our bit with the speech from Adrian. Paige Cleaver is one of the featured artists tonight from Terry Barr. 12 years old, and her new song is outstanding. And then Tyler S.J., I believe is his name.
Awesome.
So she's got great music. It's always fun to talk to Terry. That is basically your night here at Nightlight. I will remind you of the keyword very shortly, but our question of the night, what is your favorite Christmas song? Let us know. Text us. Go to social media. Just get a hold of us one way or the other, folks. It's great to have you here. Happy Friday and Merry Christmas. It's Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Jenny Slate, and you are listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Gonna be some sweet
sounds coming down the night shift. Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwabe. This is Nightlight. Good to have you here, folks. Our question of the night is, what is your favorite Christmas song, carol, piece of music, however you want to answer it? There are a lot of ways to approach that, so let us know, and we will read your text on the radio. Con, who was that? I didn't have my headphones on in time.
Oh, Jenny Slate.
Oh, it's Jenny Slate.
Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't heard that one in a while.
Well done, yeah. Did you play the Lauren Holly one?
No, not yet.
Did you get it from...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I just haven't played it yet.
Because yesterday we talked about...
Well, yes.
We'll ask Jeff what he thinks about this, but we've got a very... Northeast Wisconsin heavy show tonight. We've got a lot of guests talking about a lot of fun events happening in Northeast Wisconsin. And then, of course, Terry Barr will be here in hour number three for Bar Band Friday night. She's got great music this week, as she always does, but we'll talk to Terry a little later. Right now, it is my pleasure to welcome back to Nightlight the president. I just call him El Presidente. I hope that's okay. Jeff Mitchell of the Green Bay Gamblers. Hey, buddy.
Hey, Lauren Holly, smoke show. She is. Big fan.
She is so nice and, yes, very beautiful. And she, last night on the show, Jeff, we talked about how she called out Kelsey Grammer and said that Kelsey Grammer on the set of Down Periscope in 1996 was constantly farting. And and he has that reputation. And since she said that last night, we talked about that in the air. Two people have texted and said they have a friend who worked on a movie, said the guy's got a problem. Like, do you have that
flagellants
problem?
Flagellants.
At the Gamblers? Do you have anybody in the administrative team? Okay, good.
So I know Lauren Holly was in a movie called Beautiful Girls. Originally from White Bear Lake, Minnesota, and that was filmed in Stillwater.
Oh,
which
cool.
Is just the town next to us. So you haven't seen an awesome movie.
Yeah.
Awesome movie.
I remember that movie. It was very, due for a rewatch on that, actually.
That's cool, but... Yeah, we don't have that issue with the Gambinos, but you know,
is that part of the screening?
Frasier Crane, I guess, when you're at Cheers that long,
he's a good actor, but you're going to pay the price.
I guess you're going to pay the price.
So this is kind of fun. We saw this earlier. We were talking about this mug root beer. Are you a cologne guy?
Is High Karate would that constitute cologne or musk? Anything with musk?
Jeff, I cannot believe you said High Karate. I had friends in college that somehow got their mitts on like a whole case of it. And we used to have these disco parties And it's so weird to think, like, when I was in college, disco was just like 6 years old. It wasn't even around. Like, it was just around. And they would play this disco music, and they would start dousing everybody with high karate. And that did not wear off. That lasted a long time.
Hey, it was the 70s, right?
Is that the last kind of cologne you wore?
Well, so my high karate story is, when I was a kid, I stole my dad's bottle of high karate and put it in my locker, and it broke. Or one of the teachers or whatever, like, it smells like high karate. I'd be like, that'd be me. But yeah, again, it was like the gift, right? It's like that Old Spice or that Old English leather.
It was just called Old English.
I think it was.
Yeah, it was really bad.
It was bad.
But high karate was great because you had, I think, on the bottle, you had like two karate hands coming.
You did.
Like, what does that have to do? But that has as much to do with smelling good as mug root beer does. Yeah. I don't understand
that
at all.
Fact. That's fact.
It's terrible. Do you have a favorite Christmas carol, Ben? Or Jeff, sorry.
You know, it's like, Christmas is such a cool time of year. I mean, and Pete, I know you have children, and, you know, as they get older, you kind of forget, like, when they're at the age when Santa Claus is very real and it's fun. But yeah, I mean, you know, it's a big thing. Like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you know, George Michael, Last Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Paul McCartney, Christmas Time. But yeah, I mean, that's your childhood, right? You remember those songs, and when they come up, and you're like, yeah, you kind of remember the time and place you were at. And I think that's what makes it cool. I mean,
totally.
For me, that's probably why I like certain Christmas carols over the other.
Totally with you. I had my dad used to sing "Oh Holy Night" at church,
okay.
So I have great memories of that song. I'm one of the. This is very. I don't know how this is a polarizing song, but the Mariah Carey one. I love the Mariah Carey one.
Yeah.
And there are people, listeners, that please don't play that anymore. Like, they hate it. And then I remember my grandma saying, when my grandpa went to World War II, "I'll be home for Christmas," was what they celebrated or talked about. So I got a soft spot in my heart for that one too. So yeah, you're right. They take you back. Yeah.
No, for sure. For sure.
Let's get down to the story here. The Green Bay Gamblers. How are things going? And tell us a little bit about you, Jeff, if people don't remember last time you were here. Because last time you were here, we were talking about booze and Old Fashioned Fest.
Yeah.
So I don't want people to get their signals crossed. You are the president of the Green Bay Gamblers.
Well, I think booze and the Gamblers kind of go hand in hand. But, you know, the Gamblers, this is their 32nd season in Green Bay. You know, we've been here since 1994. I mean, just it's a tradition. Our fan base is strong. You know, for those people on the hockey end, like, our kids come from all over the U.S., Canada, the world. Right now we have kids from 10 different states, Canada, Sweden, Russia, Czech Republic, nice. Slovakia. So, again, and, you know, our big thing is, too, is the promotion end of it. Like, tomorrow we have the glam band playing a post-game concert.
Oh,
we have
great.
A candy cane trail. We have Santa Claus. It's family night with discounted concessions. So the Gamblers brand, I think, is really, hey, the product on the ice is phenomenal, but it's also the entertainment and us to draw you in. So even if you're not a hockey fan or don't know a lot about it, you're going to come to a game and go like, dude, that was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed that, and I'm not broke.
Yeah, well, that's exactly. We'll talk about that, too, how affordable some of the minor league sports are, because professional – I mean,
it's crazy.
It's insanity. It's like, I mean, they price so many people out, and it's like so many of the companies buy the seats. They don't care, which is a shame. But it is nice when you can go to a game. Like, I've never been a hockey fan growing up, but I would take my kids. We went to a game. It was probably the Gamblers when we first moved back here. And all the other stuff, my kids loved all the other stuff, all the stuff at timeouts and at halftime and all that kind of stuff. So
yeah, that means we're doing our job.
Yeah.
Like, it's, again, it's a lot of fun, and, you know, the glam band and those things that go into it. I mean, that, and I think you're seeing that professional sports too. Like, you know, when we were kids, you never saw the manager being interviewed or the,
right.
You know, it's like, they know they have to sell more than just the sport. And that's really the backbone of what we are. Like, hey, you come to a game, you're not going to go broke, and you're going to have a hell of a good time. You know, you might catch a roll of toilet paper or, you know, whatever that may be. But, you know, that's what we are, and we pride ourselves on that. And, you know, this is our 32nd year in Green Bay, and we can't thank the communities of Northeast Wisconsin enough for supporting us. And they come out in droves. It's awesome.
It's so great. And sports is entertainment. I mean, you look at the Super Bowl. They're constantly announcing new acts playing the night before, and these all become events. And When is the glam band playing tomorrow? After?
They play tomorrow after.
Okay. Oh, that's so fun.
But you're right. That's kind of what we talk about, too. It's an event. It's not a game. It's an event. Like, you're coming to an event, and it's hockey. It's the music. It's the promotions in between the periods. It's this, that, and the other. And that's really what we pride ourselves on and try to create when you do come to the Rush, to a gambler game.
Yeah. Jeff Mitchell is my guest. He is the president of the Green Bay Gamblers. If you haven't been to a Gamblers game, folks, what we've just been talking about is what you can expect. That there's great performance on the ice. The Gamblers are good this year, third place.
Yeah, we've ripped. Kids have won 9 straight games.
Wow.
So, no, we're really pleased, and we got a great group of kids. And again, it's like you grab a bunch of young people from all over the world. You kind of put them in this setting, and to watch them come together and you know, they have that connection. And you know, Pete, we're big culture people at the Gamblers. Like, this is about culture, and we want to get the right kids who fit that culture. And when you see that come to fruition, it's really cool to see them succeed. Yeah. And you know, the other part about it is to see these guys then go to the next level and have success, whether it be at the NHL or in the Olympics, et cetera, college. And then even a lot of them, it's where do they go in the private sector? I mean, we have kids who become lawyers and doctors, but it's fun to get them kind of at the entry level, see them grow, and then follow them as they progress down whatever field of choice they choose.
That's pretty cool. You guys are part of the USHL, the United States Hockey League. What is the next step? Like, let's say a player with the Gamblers has got the chops and he's performing really well. Where does he go after that? College, the pros?
Yeah, so most of our players are committed to an NCAA Division I institution. Okay. So they're probably going to go to college. Some of our kids, especially European kids, will sign a pro contract. But a lot of the kids will go to college. If they have success, they're going to sign right out of college and go right to pro. And then, you know, where they go from there is where they go from there. But again, our kids are so uber talented. They are the elite of the elite. So, you know, the minimums are going to play Division I college hockey, but most of them will play at some level of pro. Not all of them will make the NHL, but a lot do. This year alone, I think we have about 14 or 15 kids in the NHL. John Cooper, coach in the for the Green Bay Gamblers, he's the coach of the Tampa Bay Lightning. He's going to be the coach of Team Canada at the Winter Olympics. So to watch them succeed, it's kind of like, you know, it's surreal because you're like, you know, you kind of get him on the grassroots where, you know, like Coop's a good friend. Like, I remember we're drinking in the Drift Inn, and, you know, for 2-3 years, we got to really, you know, share, you know, work closely and spend day to day together. Now to see him have so much success is really cool to see. And, you know, I think that's one of the reasons why we like doing this too, is just to watch the progression and watch them realize their dreams, because you're helping them realize that dream. And I think that's very satisfying you know, personally speaking.
That's a good culture. Absolutely. How old are the majority of the kids on the team right now?
17 to 20 years old.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Are there fights?
Yeah, we fight a lot. In fact, it's funny you ask that, Pete. So a couple of weeks ago, we had a goalie fight, and it went like viral. So it's like everywhere. So if you look up Green Bay goalie fight, it's going to pop up. But yeah, they do fight, and you know, that's part of the deal. And you know, that's part of our culture too. We stand up for each other. That's who we are. And that's how we roll. And fighting is part of our dichotomy when it comes to Gamblers hockey.
Have you ever thrown down against another front office?
No, I have not.
You seem like you could probably take care of yourself, Jeff.
There was a time, Pete. But HR would probably frown upon that. And now I live with 4 women. I have a wife and 3 daughters, and I'm told what to do.
Oh, there you go.
I like literally, I opened my wallet to him, like, oh, I have money. Shocking. When does that change?
So you got the Madison Capitals tomorrow. Is that team competitive this year? How will that go?
You know, the league has good players across the board. It'll be fine. Again, people have a great time. The music, the glam band, the hockey will take care of itself. You'll have a great time watching the game. But yeah, Madison's fine. You know, that's the hilarious thing about it. I don't know a lot about them. And our fans really don't care. I mean, the Schwabba family would be like, ooh, cool. Like, you know, if we were playing Tri-City, you'd probably be like, oh, is that Nina, Menasha, and Hortonville? Like, it doesn't matter. But, yeah, it'll be a competitive game. And again, it's just a fun atmosphere when you get a good crowd in. And you know, again, it's like going to a concert, you know, like the energy. And
yeah,
you kind of feel it. And our kids feel that, too. And that's kind of the fun part about it.
It's funny because we were talking about this earlier in the week. Like, sure, it's a rivalry, but it's like you got like a rivalry like the Bears-Packers, but then there's a rivalry like Marquette-Wisconsin. Well, yeah. I'm cheering for both those teams when they make the playoffs. You know, it's probably the same way in a hockey league like this where you guys are all kind of in it together, I would imagine. It's just a nice, pleasant.
Yeah, I mean, I root for our kids, and but you want success for all these kids. I mean, they're all trying to get to that next level, and you know, as adults and people who are trying to help them, you're glad for them when they do succeed. Yeah. Because, you know, we have dreams and we get a little bit older and some come to fruition and some don't. And for the ones that do, and to think you had a little piece of it, it's pretty cool to sit there and look back and go, and you watch on TV like, oh, I remember him when he played here, and great kid. And
very cool.
Glad we were able to be part of that chapter of his life.
That's Jeff Mitchell. We're coming right back. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. I thought you were going to do that holiday song.
I was going to have a surprise for you, but now you ruined it.
Well, that, I mean,
I know you were expecting it to come. No, I'm just kidding. I forgot.
It's the Grinch.
Throwing me under the bus. What the? Hey, a reminder, folks, this hour's keyword. This is the second to last hour of our grown-up gift list text to win contest. It's a multi-state text to win contest here at Civic Media. You have two more chances to win. You can text in the keyword right now on the app for a chance at $200, and you will automatically be enrolled for our grown-up gift list. Cutlery, a snowblower, and what's the third one, Con?
Air conditioning.
You won't need that for a while. So, and when you get a confirmation link, folks, click on that. Sign up for USA. Why?
Civic what's Media. With,
USAA is my insurance company. It's really messing me up. sign up for Civic Media today, and you have extra chances to win. Also, follow us on
Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
You have extra chances to win. And a reminder, this hour's keyword is toast. T-O-A-S-T. Toast. And my guest, Jeff Mitchell, who is the president of the Green Bay Gamblers. Pretty good gig. You're a Big Bread fan.
I am a Big Bread fan, man. In fact, I named my oldest daughter after Bread song Aubrey.
That's so cool. And tell everybody who Toast is.
Yeah, so Toast is like a Bread tribute band. We had them at the Meyer Theater, which is right downtown Green Bay. Yeah. And it was so successful bringing them back. So
how fun.
But yeah, Toast, man. Hey. Bread, that's a different era.
You don't seem old enough to dig Bread.
You know, like, I'm not, but, like, I always love Bread, man.
Just the found first, the music, yeah.
Bread Anthology. I think my parents probably had the album, and at that time in my life, maybe dabbling in certain things that allowed me to like Bread. But, when our first daughter was born, I said, we're calling her Aubrey. From that song, Aubrey was her name, from Brad, Brian Gates.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So they played the Meyer. You also run the Meyer.
We do. So through the PMI Entertainment Group, we manage the Meyer Theater. Yes. Okay.
So you got a lot of cool stuff. We were just talking during the break. You got Frank's Christmas is there right now.
Frank.
You've got the Bodines coming in June.
Bodines.
What else is happening
with
the Meyer?
Trisha Yearwood's coming.
That's a big one.
That's a great get for us. You know, we do... I'm trying to think of the Pink Floyd tribute they do every year.
Is it The Wall?
Yeah,
is it called
it's
The Wall,
but
something
it's
like, that.
Like Pink something. And I apologize that I can't think of the name.
Yeah.
But that's been a staple. And, you know, Matt Gable manages that for us, and he brings a ton of stuff there. I know we like had a Meatloaf, I think, like tribute band. I mean,
okay.
A lot of stuff like that. So it's a little 1,000-seat venue downtown, historic, beautiful. But, to get Trisha Yearwood and Toast, and there's always something going on. It's
you
cool.
You kind of were a little humble when you said that. And the Meyer Theater is an absolute gem. I agree. I don't think, and I could be wrong, I'm sure there are some cities, but to a city of 100,000 people to have a theater like the Meyer, I don't know that that's not that rare.
It's fair.
Beautiful, yeah. Beautiful place. Jumping back to hockey and kind of keeping it in the showbiz world, we talked about Slapshot. Your thoughts?
You know, it's kind of like that film's an institution.
Absolutely.
I mean, the Hanson brothers, and you know, we're talking like the background of that story is the person who wrote that is a woman whose uncle was the GM for the Johnstown Jets. Now, back in the World Hockey Association, the Johnstown Jets were the farm team in the Minnesota Fighting Saints. And back in the 70s, that league was just notorious for fights. Hmm. So a lot of the things in the film, you know, enhanced, of course, but a lot of that stuff happened. And she wrote it. But, you know, we were talking that, you know, we talked Paul Newman. And one of the things we're proud about in the hockey business is, you know, hockey people are just such good people.
Yeah.
And I know Paul Newman has talked numerous times about how much he enjoyed being a part of that. But, you know, it's crazy. I mean, the Hanson brothers are, I mean, they played. I mean, they played up in Marquette. They played the Green Bay Bobcats back in the day.
When you say they played, who you're referring to? The Johnstown? Yeah, okay.
So the Johnstown, but not the Hanson brothers. So basically what it is, it's the Carlson brothers and then Hanson. And they wanted,
so those are real guys?
They're real guys. So they wanted the three Carlson brothers, but Jack Carlson, who got offered the role, signed a contract with the Minnesota North Stars, and he couldn't do it.
Oh, my gosh.
So then they brought in the Hanson, and then he was the third brother.
That is great.
But those guys played minor pro. They're up in Marquette.
No kidding.
They played in the old USHL. Like, yeah, they could legitimately play. And I think just, you know, the look, yeah, they fought, et cetera, but not to the degree that they did in the film. But
right.
Yeah, it's nuts. I mean, you watch that, and you're kind of like, it's crazy, but that was hockey in the 70s and in the WHL and minor pro. I mean, that's the life they led.
What are you guys doing? Putting on the foil,
putting
coach.
On the foil, yeah.
We were talking about that because Nancy Dow wrote it. I didn't know that. That was such a great nugget. And Paul Newman and George Roy Hill, the director, yes, and the lead actor, did that in Sting. Two very different movies. So cool.
Nancy Dowd's brother plays Ogie Oglethorpe in the movie.
Ogie Oglethorpe.
And Ogie Oglethorpe is based on the character called Bob Goldthorpe. And if you ever get time, look up Bob Goldthorpe on Wikipedia.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, it's crazy. But, yeah, Ned Dowd, who was Nancy's brother, played Ogie Oglethorpe in that movie.
And then the goalie couldn't say his name. So Oglethorpe.
Yeah, Oglethorpe.
So, Conrad, we have to put Jeff on that list we're making. We're trying to accumulate all our guys. We got to come back and just do a segment on Slapshot. Well, here's what we'll do. We'll have you back. We'll both have just watched the movie.
Yeah.
And then we'll talk about it. Does that seem fun?
We could fill a lot of time with that, for sure.
Dude, so fun. Thank you for coming in.
Pete, thank you for
having
me.
Knock 'em dead tomorrow night. Beat
thank
Madison.
You. Yeah, I
let's create a rivalry here.
We're going to go 11 in a row when it's,
all right,
yeah.
That's awesome.
Thank you for the time.
Anytime, Jeff. Jeff Mitchell, check out all the shows at the Meyer, beautiful venue, and go see the Green Bay Gamblers. A great family atmosphere, affordable, and tomorrow night you got the glam band too.
Yeah.
Hard to beat that.
Boom.
Jeff Mitchell, we are coming right back for Act 2. Ben McVane will be here. We're going to talk about more cool stuff happening in downtown Green Bay with Mary Rohde, and it's a bar band Friday night. This is Pete Schwab, but we're coming right back on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.